I recognize the difference between the two nights and the two mitzvahs. It was mitzvah Sinai and the mitzvah here, Vavaki, Feoyos, mitzvah, and so on. So it's built on the Chazal that when the Miraglin came back, everybody raised and said, Vayitas Kunla, Vayitka, Ombalai Lahu. And Vavirkun said, Leil Tishabo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Atem b'chisem b'chiyas ha'chinam, v'nikaveh lechem b'chiyas ha'chinam. You cry with b'chiyas ha'chinam, and I will be koveh b'chiyas ha'chinam. So, you know, and that's the service of Tisha B'Av lies that night at the Meraglim, when they cried and they cried with b'chiyas ha'chinam, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them b'chiyas ha'chinam. I'd like to try to explain what is the pshat of b'chiyas ha'chinam. What does it mean at Achiyah Chinam? And that became the service for being thrown out of Israel. Let's give an example. Let's say a person is being hurt. He's undergoing a difficult procedure and it hurts. A person is sick and he hurts and he cries. That's something that is easy to understand. The crying is a reaction of pain. A person is going to undergo a very difficult procedure, situation, whatever it is, and a person cries, that's also understandable. Let's say a person goes away for a trip, a child leaves home for the first time. The child cries. There's tears in his eyes. And you ask him, you're going on a great trip. It's the 10 weeks of fun and everything you want, and it's fantastic. And yet the child cries. And the reason is because there's a sense of attachment that doesn't translate to say, yes, you go off to camp, it's 10 weeks of fun, and that's what he wanted, his housing to go, and it's this, and that, and everything. But he's leaving home. And home carries in itself a certain place in his mitzvah that he cries. So when you tell the kid, why are you crying? You're crying for nothing. If you just go to a place of wonderful fun and then you're going to come back. But the bechia of that chinam, that word chinam is like chen mokum ayashvel. It's because you have an inner sense of belonging. And to get away from it is it causes a certain tsar which describes itself in Bechi. When Kali Yisrael is in Midbar and the Meraglim came back and as Yisrael is where they want to go to and want to go to and want to go to, then and all of a sudden someone comes back and says, you know, they're all strong and this and that, and everybody bursts out crying. It's a simen that there's a chanas adagas achan lechinam. There's still an attachment to something else. They don't want to go. It's like a child for the first time he's sent off to yeshiva, to school, to whatever it is, and he kind of cries because he misses, he knows it's finished, the kufa of life is over with. He's no longer a baby, no longer a child, he's no longer a single. There's something, it's a new kufa, and a person remains attached somehow to what was there. So if Klal Yisrael cried when they heard about it, Yisrael, nobody lived in Poland or Lithuania cried any tears when they left and went to Israel or to the States. People from the States and go to Israel have a hard time. There are emotions there because there is a certain attachment. But Kalanisol cried b'chiyah shel chinam. They were afraid of, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu done this to them every single day. There was a logical reason why there's a problem with Israel. It's because they're still attached in time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the ticket to that is going to be that you will sit and cry for something that's gone 2,000 years, but you will uncover in your neshama that there's still something there attached to what was. The Bechi, why is it I mean, Baruch Hashem went through fine, it's okay. Mela, the Kufis went twice and had to service and tsar. Reinhold mentioned many times about that in Europe, you needed, all you needed was a small excuse to cry. Tisha B'Av would be burst of tears because the Churban was all around it. Everything was falling apart and terrible. And Baruch Hashem, even in Ruchnius, things did go well, this and that, and so on. And yet, somewhere along the line, Klal Yisrael has a bechi every year. And there's an akudah, there's this air, an akudah feels gargoyle for something that it can't even describe. That is the I once saw that the Holocaust Museum an exhibit about Covenant Jewry. My father was a Covenant, so I had a special invitation for the opening night, just people who came from Covenant, their children, families, and so on. I went there. Lolenu, except for four people, I think I looked Polish away. Very, very hot. And one person particularly struck me, walked in extremely, extremely well-dressed with an air of confidence and somebody who looked a CEO of a large American firm without any trace of anything to him, with a woman inside that looked terribly Jewish either, and just wrote it. And then, I don't know, somehow he just caught my look. He looked so put together, so well-heeled, so successful. And then he started looking at the pictures, not cruel thing, but just a picture of Slavodka, of Kavna, and you saw hairs well up in his eyes, and the whole process of the person changed. I could see a little Kavna cheder in that person. It was a major transformation that the Kavayach of the Chia made in the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Bechia of Chima that was in the Midbar, the fact that you showed yourself on a subconscious level still attached to the Zachanis or Darshan Sinam, you haven't left your Zion totally because you missed it, you yearned for it, you pined for it. You will have to be Mechapa for that. You will spend, the Vayikal of Chila Beiris, you will spend generations when 2,000 years you haven't even been close to it. And every year the Bechi shows that there's something there that's still attached to it. Even if the person can't put a finger on it, that Bechi is the Tikkun for the Kizil.